Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al and Brian.
All right, so usually when we start our show, there's some music, and the music fades. You can't really hear what I'm saying at the beginning, so I guess I'll just say this for the part that you can't really hear. This fucking sucks. This sucks.
So hard.
This is another heartbreak. My wife just said to me, well, at least it was a great game, and I said, you know what?
Nope.
I think I would have rather they got their asses kicked.
Yeah.
So where we are right now is 2011. You watched a couple of fumbled punts and your heart broke. 2012, you got the ball at the 5-yard line and a first down. You don't score and your heart breaks. 2013, tipped interception, your heart breaks. 2019, you got a 10-point lead going into the Super Bowl. Or going to the fourth quarter in the Super Bowl, I should say. Your heart breaks. 2021, you have a dropped interception in a game you should have won 15 times. Your heart breaks. 2022, you can't compete. Because your quarterback goes out the first series, your heart breaks. And 2023, this is the game to me, Brian, of missed opportunities. And you have an overtime loss, and this fucking sucks.
Sucks.
This sucks. And we can go through, I mean, I don't know, even know what I want to talk about. I don't know if I want to go through the game. I guess we will. I don't know if I just want to talk about the grand scheme of things, just how this feels right now, just the legacy of these guys, what's left on the team, you know, this core group. They had a million chances to win this game and they didn't do it. And the only thing I could think of the whole time, Brian, was they won two games to get here because the other team left the door open and the Niners were able to come back. The Niners didn't only left the door open in this game. They kept creaking it even further open for the Chiefs to come in with all the chances that they had that they didn't come through on. And I'm fucking sick. I know the fans are probably sick. I feel terrible. I feel terrible for the fan base right now. I really do, because you and I talk to these fans, be the podcast, be the social media. We know what this meant to everybody. And it sucks. It sucks.
Yeah. it hurts. I feel like this hurts more than 2019. It felt like I would say the majority of the game, it was pretty evident that the 49ers were the better team.
Dominated and 3.5 quarters, probably.
Yeah. And ultimately, I think the biggest frustration is, who do you blame? And I guess the argument is you could blame Jake Moody for the missed extra point, which would have won the game. But at the same time, he made some pretty clutch kicks, and it's hard to blame him, and it's hard to blame Steve Wilks and the defense. They had an incredible game plan. They were able to contain the edge against Patrick Mahomes, which was one of the biggest keys to the game. Is not letting Patrick Mahomes beat you with his legs, and they didn't do that. And in the end, it was just, again, they lost because Patrick Mahomes is inevitable. And ultimately, I think the biggest frustration is that the 49ers have fielded a very, 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 very good team in the era of Patrick Mahomes, and that's the biggest kick in the balls, is that nobody else has Patrick Mahomes. And ultimately that's going to keep teams from winning the Super Bowl. And I don't know. I'm just gutted. I'm just gutted.
You know, it was, for me too, you said he is inevitable if you let him be inevitable. they had so many opportunities in this game. And I guess that's where I want to start is like, they come out, and this is weird because I really don't want to go, because again, there's so many feelings right now. Everybody's going to be listening to this and feeling what they're feeling. But I do want to talk about, I don't want to be like in the first quarter, this happened, but let's go through the missed opportunities at least. So the first quarter, you're fucking just going right down the field. McCaffrey fumbles. Mm-hmm. Second drive, Trent Williams has a false start and then a holding penalty.
Yeah.
And the play that Purdy throws to Kittle, maybe people kind of stopped playing because they saw the flag, but that's an all-time play. If that play go, you know, Purdy throwing across the field. Mm-hmm. But so now you have two drives where you probably would have gotten points out of that. You have nothing. Nothing. So instead of maybe a 10-0 lead, a 6-0 lead. You got nothing. Mm-hmm. You're leaving the door open. I don't know if it was the next drive or the drive after, but it looked like IU, I don't know if there was a miscommunication or IU stopped running or whatever it was, but if IU kind of ran through the route, it would have been a touchdown, whatever, didn't happen. The end of the half, we know Kyle's going to be conservative, so I'm not going to come out here and be like, why was Kyle conservative? We know how he is at the end of halves, but I thought he should have taken timeouts when the Chiefs were inside the 10. Hope you, you know, with how well your defense was playing, hope you keep him the field goal, and then you have 40, 50 seconds maybe to go and try to get three more. He didn't do that. I thought that was a missed opportunity. And then they get the field goal. Not field goal. I'm sorry. I can't fucking talk right now. I've been drinking.
Yeah.
Pissed. So they get the interception to start the second half. And you come out and you don't run the ball. You're in empty backfields. And instead of second and seven, you're second, you know, you're second and 10, and then you're second and 15. And like the second series, you get a false start on Banks. I didn't understand what the fuck Kyle was thinking come out in the second half. I thought he got away from the run for a little while.
Yeah.
It was much better towards the end of the second half. Mm-hmm. But in the third quarter, I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. So there were just all these missed opportunities, specifically offensively, where they could have gotten, even if you get a couple field goals, you probably win the game. So that was the biggest thing for me. And I started to write it down. And I think I went, I fucking went on a second. But you had the punt return fumble. Where it goes off looters, you know what I mean?
Just right.
Things that's the biggest play of the game, probably. I had that written on my second page. I'm sorry. You come out in the second half and you throw six passes. There were so many missed opportunities. There were so many times they shot themselves in the foot that, like, yeah, you're like, this is such a tough loss, but also like they kind of fucking did it to themselves in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so gutted right now. Like, it's hard. I know you know, you texted me earlier this week. You're like, hey, Odyssey wants us to go live, or not live, but wants us to record after the game to release on Monday. And, you know, I mean, this is what our job is, and I get it, but it's just so hard to talk about. It's so hard to it's so hard to remove the emotion from it. And, you know, we talked with Jason Aponte, you know, in our Super Bowl preview, and it was not, if not now, when? And honestly, that's what I keep leaning into is it wasn't now. So when is it going to be? Because I don't know. I don't know that this team makes it back next year. I don't know. I don't know that this team ever beats Patrick Mahomes. I don't know that that most teams beat Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it's just so frustrating. It's so disheartening. I think Brock played a great game. I think.
Yeah, you know, I did too.
I
a good game, a very good game, and clutch at the end.
I credit Brock for again the moment not being too big for him, and let's be perfectly honest, I credit Jake Moody for the game not being too big. You know, I know he missed the extra point, but ultimately, like, I don't know. I'm not willing to lean it on that. Although I did have a buddy just text me a screenshot of a conversation that we had earlier this week. And, you know, he texted me and I said, the Chiefs defense is no joke, but they are awful defending the run. And I think this is going to be a CMC 25 plus carry game. My prediction is 27-24 good guys. You know, I stuck by that for the week. And he said, Spags always seems a step ahead of Shanahan. So hopefully Shanahan will be smart and stick with the run, even if CMC gets off to a slow start. And not going to lie, Jake Moody makes me real nervous. And I said, I don't predict a game-winning field goal, just two field goals earlier in the game, either that or a missed extra point, because I said it was going to be 27 points. And then ultimately there was a missed extra point. And that, to be perfectly honest, that was the difference in the game. You know, if Moody makes that extra point, this game ends in regulation and the 49ers are Super Bowl champions. And again, I don't blame Jake Moody. You know, I think he made kicks when it counted. And again, I don't blame him, and I don't blame Steve Wilkes, and I don't blame Kyle Shanahan. And that's what's frustrating. You know, like, I want to be able to come on here and just rant and rave and, mm-hmm. and be pissed and be anything. But ultimately I'm just sad, and I'm just numb, and I'm just frustrated. And I just feel like, again, the frustrating part of all of it is that the 49ers have fielded an incredible team, and they've done so in the era of Patrick Mahomes, and that's why they don't have any Super Bowls right now. And it just sucks. It just fucking blows. And yeah. I don't really know what else to say about the game, because ultimately it was a really good football game against two really good teams, with two really good coaches, with a defensive coordinator on the other side that is world class, a Hall of Fame coordinator who will likely make the Hall of Fame, because he is the only coordinator now who has either offensive or defensive coordinator who has won 4 Super Bowls, and a head coach in Andy Reid who will also be a Hall of Fame coach, and then Kyle Shanahan, who has been on a Hall of Fame path but will not get there until he wins a Super Bowl. And the question is, when can he do that? And, you know, we talked about him being on the Andy Reid path in the preview, and ultimately Andy Reid finally won a Super Bowl with his second team. And it hurts to say this, but it feels like maybe that's Kyle Shanahan's future. I don't know. But as a 49er fan, it's just hard to take right now. And I don't really know, again, what else to say.
You know, with Kyle, I feel like, again, Kyle Shanahan's going to be a coach for a really long time. And mm-hmm. he's going to win a lot of games here, and he's going to win more playoff games and everything like that. Right now with Kyle, and this is something it's fair to talk about, there's been 2 Super Bowl losses for him as a head coach.
Yep.
And he was part of the collapse that happened with Atlanta. You could say his play calling was suspect in the Atlanta game. Again, Dan Quinn was the head coach. It should fall on him first. You know, that he's mm-hmm. a responsibility. You saw what happened in the fourth quarter in 2019. And I'll be honest with you, I did not think Shanahan had a good night tonight. And I'll explain why I think that. So first of all, we talked about all the miscues. We talked about all the almost chances. Where they have 4 false start penalties tonight. They had mm-hmm. the fumble. There were the third quarter. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. 6 straight passes coming out. And we talked last show with Jason, like, even if it looks like the Chiefs are giving you a look where, they're playing the run the ball anyway. Mm-hmm. Because 2nd and 7 is a hell of a lot better than 2nd and 13, or 2nd and 15, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. And I thought he got away from that for a little while in the third quarter, to the point where I was like, what the hell are you even doing? Like, mm-hmm. I was really like, where is this offensive mastermind stuff? And I liked, even though the touchdown pass from Jennings to McCaffrey, I was holding my breath because it felt like it took 20 minutes for the pass to land.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, you got creative, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're everybody says Kyle's in his bag. In the third quarter, I was like, where the fuck is, did he leave his bag in the locker room? Like what's going on? And when you go into the overtime, Brian, the initial, I think it was the first 2 plays, they went empty. And I'll be honest with you, they got fucking lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Straight lucky that the Chiefs committed a holding call. Because those first 3 plays were atrocious. And they should have been putting the ball right away. Yeah. And then they get it going and they get the field goal. And then, you know, with the defense, I felt like Wilkes and the defense was terrific for 3.5 quarters. And again, I just mm-hmm. kept thinking, like, you've given them too many opportunities. Like, it's going to come back to bite you in the ass. And it did. In the defense, I think their last 5 drives, they gave them scores. I think it was 2 touchdowns and a field goal, very reminiscent to 2019. And do I want to blame them? No, I kind of thought they ran out of gas. You know, Greenlaw not being there hurt, obviously, with his Achilles injury. But I just thought at some point, again, you said Mahomes is inevitable. You're right. If you keep him in the game, he's going to win it. if you capitalize on your opportunities and you go up by three scores or two score or whatever, you're probably going to win the game. But you didn't do that. So, you know, I always talk about like you do or you don't. And there were so many opportunities in this game and they just fucking didn't. They just didn't. And at some point, and again, I'm not, nobody's saying Kyle sucks. Nobody's saying anything like that. But at some point in a big game, Kyle has got to out-coach an Andy Reid, right? He's got to out-coach Steve Spagnuolo. If you're going to win a Super Bowl, it's fucking kind of things you have to do. He hasn't done it yet, man. You know, and I know he lost to Belichick. And again, he was part of a loss to Belichick, and he's lost to Reid and Spagnuolo twice, who are phenomenal. But if you are an elite of the elite, you got to beat one of these motherfuckers one time. You know, and I thought it was for him tonight. I really did not think he had a good game tonight. And I'm interested to see what people think. You know, I was a little bit on social. It was more just kind of tweeting my thoughts. I didn't read much on social media tonight. And I don't know where I'm going to be able to. But I am interested what people thought of Kyle.
Yeah.
I didn't think he had a good, I don't know what you think. I didn't think he had a good night.
Yeah, I went social media dark for the game because I just wanted to be present for the game. And I wanted to, you know, I didn't. I was super emotional during the Detroit Lions game. And I was like, I don't want to be that way during the Super Bowl. And so I went, again, I went social media dark and, you know, like I said, I don't know, maybe it was just again, just being in the game and whatnot. I don't necessarily feel like, I don't feel like Kyle was bad. In fact, I think he was better this game than he was in 2019. I think he stuck with the run longer than he did in 2019. And I respected that because I think that was going to be the way that they won this game. And I feel like Steve Wilkes came out with a really good game plan. And I feel like the defensive line showed up this game, better than they have, the previous two playoff games. And I feel like, again, the game plan was do not let Patrick Mahomes get out of the pocket. Do not let Patrick Mahomes beat you with his legs and make him, you know, make him make passes to guys who haven't necessarily proven that they can be playmakers this season outside of Travis Kelce. And again, in the first half, Travis Kelce had one target for 0 yards. And they came out in the second half, and obviously they were able to get the ball to Kelce a little bit more. But again, I just don't feel like right now, what, 30 minutes after this game has ended or whatever, you know, whenever we're recording this right now, I just don't feel like there's really anybody to point to be like, man, if this guy was better, the 49ers would have won. And ultimately it just came down to the fact that it's hard to argue that Patrick Mahomes isn't the greatest quarterback of all time at this point. You know, he's 28 years old. He's won 3 Super Bowls. He's only lost one. He's beaten, you know, he's beaten Kyle Shanahan twice now. And I don't know. It's just, like I said, he just feels inevitable at this point. And I don't know how you beat him. I don't know how you win Super Bowls if he's in it. I don't know at this point. And I want to give my flowers to Brock Purdy, who played a good game. I want to give my flowers to Juwan Jennings, who I think if the 49ers win this game, probably wins Super Bowl MVP. As a player, as the second player in NFL history to throw for a touchdown and catch a touchdown, which the only other player is Nick Foles, who, you know, who beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. But I want to give my flowers to Steve Wilkes, who I think had a really good game. It's hard to fault him for much of what happened in this game. I think that, I was far more concerned heading into this game for what the defense would be able to do against this Kansas City offense. And again, to hold them to what they were able to hold them to in regulation, I think is again, something to give him flowers for. And I would assume that that Steve Wilks will be back next year. I think if the 49ers lost this game and it was the defense that really shit the bed, then possibly he would have been out of a job. But I think he'll be back next year. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Here's where I'm going to disagree with you. Here's where you beat Patrick Mahomes. You don't go -8 on special teams. So again, they had opportunities.
Yeah.
In this game, what do I mean by -8? Well, you muff the punt, goes off Luter's foot, and whatever happened after that. Chiefs get it, score a touchdown. You're -7 points right there, and then you get an extra point clock. You're -8 right there. There's your Super Bowl. There's your fucking championship. Special teams.
Yeah.
And you look at the Patriots. All those years, right? And the Patriots had a lot of luck and a lot of other teams missing opportunities, right? One thing the Patriots did, their fucking special teams were on lockdown every single year. And the Niners have been whatever with special teams, right? You know, I know they drafted Moody High, but you know,
Feels like Kyle doesn't give a shit about special teams. Absolutely.
Right. And you know what? Special teams might have cost them the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. And this is where I am with it. I always say you do or you don't. I thought the offense disappeared in stretches in this game, but when it mattered, well, again, they got a little help in overtime, but when it mattered, they scored points like they have in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I thought Purdy was again, you're talking a second year quarterback on the Super Bowl when it's Mahomes.
Right.
He had, you know, stretches where he couldn't do much, but he had a ton of pressure. There weren't guys open. I thought he played really well, today, this game.
Like no turnovers.
Coming out of one positive, your second year quarterback played really well in this game.
Yeah.
But your special teams is bad. Your stars, whether they were neutralized or what the deal is, but Kittle had 2 catches for 4 yards. Debo had 11 targets and 3 catches. He had 30 something yards. Ayuk only had 3 catches. Juwan Jennings was phenomenal in this game. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he might have been the Super Bowl MVP if they won. Mm-hmm. I thought that the Niners, Mahomes is inevitable. If you keep the door open for Mahomes, the Niners had a million chances to shut the door on him in this game, and they didn't. And that's where I'm heartbroken. But also, as I'm going through my head, and again, Brian and I haven't had time to really sit and go over a day and research and prep. We're literally just coming. We the fucking game in half hour ago, whatever it was. So we're just kind of going off and talking here. But like going off of what I just saw, the 49ers kept handing the Chiefs little nuggets over and over and over. Here you go. Come back. Like I knocked you down on the ground. Now I'm going to pick you up. I knocked you down again. Now let me pick you back up. That's what I thought it was in this game. And it's, I do want to talk about where the future is going to go in a little bit. That's the next thought I had, but for me, that was it. Yeah. Mahomes is great, but I saw Mahomes take advantage of the other team leaving the door open for him today. That's what I saw. I didn't see a quarterback dominating like Joe Montana did in 19, you know what I mean? In Super Bowl 24, we're like, fuck, we can't do anything. We're just getting our asses kicked. There's nothing we can do. I didn't see that. I saw a team just keep leaving breadcrumbs for him. And he just kept grabbing the breadcrumbs until he said, okay, you're going to keep leaving these for me. I'm just going to keep taking them. And at some point, the defense was tired enough where they couldn't do anything else.
Yeah.
And the offense, when they started to get going, you know, they didn't finish stuff and didn't capitalize and shot themselves in the foot enough where you gave Patrick too many opportunities. That's what I saw tonight.
Agreed, you know, and, you know, it certainly felt like in the first half, the 49ers showed that they were the better team. And we said that going in, the 49ers were the better team, but that the Chiefs had the better quarterback. And I feel like they showed that in the first half. And then the second half, you know, they came out and, you know, it really felt like the offense lost its footing that it found in the first half. And largely that was because they went away from the run to start the second half. And, you know, we talked about this game, you know, if the 49ers won this game, it was going to be because Christian McCaffrey touched the ball 25 to 30 times and that didn't happen. And again, I don't know if that is, I don't know if that's because, you know, Brock Purdy was checking out of runs like Jimmy Garoppolo was in Super Bowl 54, or if Kyle Shanahan just wasn't calling runs because he anticipated the Chiefs loading the box and trying to stop it. But you know, this certainly felt like the best 49ers team that we've seen since 1994. And the fact that they didn't win the Super Bowl certainly feels like this was their best shot. And I don't know that they get back next year. And I don't know that they get back anytime soon, based on who they have to pay and who's getting older and all of that. But, yeah, I mean, you went into the Super Bowl and ultimately your best player was Juwan Jennings. And the fact that your best player wasn't Christian McCaffrey or Deebo Samuel or George Kittle or Brandon Ayuk really, really hurts a little bit because, again, I don't know if that was just Steve Spagnuolo just taking Kyle Shanahan's lunch money and keeping those guys from beating him, or if it was, again, Kyle Shanahan outthinking himself. But again, the fact that if the 49ers won this game, the likely Super Bowl MVP was Juwan Jennings certainly makes it feel like the 49ers didn't come in with a game plan that was a winning game plan. And again, it just fucking sucks. It just sucks so hard. And I'm just shattered. And it's hard to be positive about the future of this team, even with Kyle Shanahan as the head coach, because there's been two opportunities now, and both of those opportunities have ended in heartbreak. And so the 49ers went from a team that made five Super Bowls and won five Super Bowls to a team that has made eight Super Bowls and has won five Super Bowls. And that is tough to swallow.
Seven heartbreaks in 13 years.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take. You talked about, the Bills all those years and teams like that. Now, again, if you're 42, 45 years old, maybe a little easier to take because you remember the Super Bowls.
Sure. But
again, if you're 35, this is fucking pain over and over and over again. And I want to say this to fans. You feel how you feel. And I talked about this before on other shows. Like, don't let anybody tell you how to feel. If you feel like, you know what, it was a great year. We got our quarterback. We set all these offensive records, won a bunch of games. We went to the Super Bowl. Like this sucks, but thank you. I'm happy. Like, if you feel that way, good for you. Mm-hmm. If you feel like, you know what, I'm fucking sick of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's been heartbreak after heartbreak. I feel like we can't get over the hump. I'm pissed. Then you're entitled to feel that way too. You know, don't let people tell you how to feel. You can feel any way you want to. For me, I'm sort of in the middle, I think. Kind of like, all right, it was, you know, they're a good team. Like, I do appreciate these runs, but also I'm pissed. I am pissed because there's been other things again, and it feels like it was one play or one little thing. This was just, to me, and I felt it building from the first quarter. I've just seen this movie too many times.
Mm-hmm.
When you leave, you're not playing Jared Goff. Jared Goff is a good quarterback.
Sure.
You're not playing Jared Goff. You're not playing Jordan Love, who's still, you know, kind of ascending and figuring it out. You're not playing Dak Prescott, who hasn't been big in big moments. You're playing maybe the best quarterback of all time. If not, he's going to be top fucking five at worst. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's going to be an all-time great. He already is. He's got three Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You know, he's already probably, you could argue, top three or four. You cannot. I don't care if it's the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, overtime. You cannot not capitalize on things. So I just saw it building and I saw it coming. So, like, you know, they kept you hanging on and they were like, all right, you know, we missed the extra point, but we're still ahead. All right, we tied it. We're going overtime. But there were so many missed opportunities for me that, like, I saw it coming. And, like, again, you do or you don't. To me, the Niners just didn't in this game. They didn't. You got to capitalize on those things. You got to make these plays. And they didn't do that. And it sucks. And it's, you know, it's killing us right now. You know, we're trying to talk through this. There's going to be a lot of angry people and upset people when they listen to the show on Monday or whenever it comes out. But it's a lot of self-inflicted wounds, man. And as you look forward, Brian, like you said, I still think people feel like, they've been to four or five NFC title games. We'll be back. Do you know how fucking hard it is to do what they've done?
Yeah.
And next year, injuries could happen. Just anything could happen. A bounce goes the other way. Just think of this year. If the ball doesn't go off the guy's head to Ayuk's hands, maybe you're not in this game. you got to get those bounces again next year. Those things have to happen again next year. So it's so hard to get to this point and to get here and come that close. It's shattering, man. And again, like you said, with this core, it might be next year. Now we're talking about the window with this core.
Mm-hmm.
It might be next. They're going to run it back next year with mostly the same team, but it might be next year or bust. We thought it was this year or bust, and now we got to say next year or bust. And then after that, it's going to be maybe a different iteration of this team.
Yeah. I just feel, ultimately I feel most gutted for guys like Trent Williams, who doesn't have much longer left in his career. And let's be perfectly honest, Christian McCaffrey probably doesn't have much longer in his career. I'm not saying that he's done next year, but he's a running back. And
2 years backs, probably at this level anyway. Yeah. Yep.
And Deebo Samuel, who has a few years left on his contract, but gets really expensive starting next year. And the 49ers are probably gonna look at that and go, I don't know that we can afford this. And
Armstead,
who, I think he has 1 year left on his deal.
Yep.
And outside of guys like Nick Bosa, who just signed his deal, and Brandon Ayuk, who is likely going to sign a new deal this season, and Brock Purdy, who will eventually sign a new deal. Those are about the only three. And Fred Warner, who has a few years left on his deal. That's the extent of the core who will likely be here in 2 years or more. And it's just hard to think that you can make it back again next year. The Chiefs are the exception to the rule, but the rule is that it's hard to make it here in the NFL. And unless you've got a generational talent at the quarterback position like the Chiefs do in Patrick Mahomes, it is even more difficult. And
where were you? Sorry to interrupt you, but where were you on deferring? Taking the ball to start overtime. What did you think of that?
I agreed with that call because, again, the defense was on the field to end the game. And so you need to give your defense a rest. I don't have a problem with that at all because, you got to give your defense a blow. Otherwise, if they deferred and the Chiefs took the ball, I think the Chiefs score a touchdown. I don't think it's a question. I don't even think there's a situation where the 49ers stop them. And it's because the defense is just, gassed. And so I think that is the right call. And not only that, but it is your offense that has really carried this team throughout the season. And so you put the ball in their hands to win the game. And again, you can't win the game. You can't win the game with the new, with those new postseason rules where each team gets a possession regardless of whether the first team scores a touchdown or not. So you might as well put the ball in the hands of the one who brought you, right? And that is the offense. The offense led this team this year. And so put the ball in their hands and see if they can't score a touchdown, and then give your defense an opportunity to catch their breath and then try and stop the Chiefs from scoring a touchdown. And so, again, the fact that they only were able to kick a field goal, I think, hurt. But I don't disagree. I don't disagree with that choice at all.
For me, it was like, on a level playing field, that I always want the defense to be out there first because I want to know what I need, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a situation like this, where if the Niners knew they needed seven, they're not kicking field goal. They're going to, obviously they're going to try to get a touchdown.
Sure.
But I'm making that decision again from my house. I'm not making a decision on the field knowing is my defense gassed. You know what I mean? That's the thing too. If the defense is gassed, you're like, shit, they need a breather. Like, I'm not putting them back out there.
Right.
And I trust my offense can go down and get seven, then okay. But in a level playing field, I probably you know, and I just, you know the way I feel too, it's like, and again, I'm just going through emotions here, like I'm not fucking saying one way or another. I don't want Mahomes to have the ball last. I don't ever want Mahomes to have the ball last. So yeah. I was kind of like, the defense was gassed anyway. They gave up a touchdown anyway. They hadn't stopped him in four drives anyway. So I was kind of like, you know, I put him back out there. Maybe something bounces a different way. You know what I mean? But like, here's the thing. And I just, Spagnuolo and Reed adjusted throughout the game. The Niners were just fucking whooping the Chiefs the first three and a half quarters, just whooping them at both sides of the ball. But then it changed. Then they adjusted. And I don't know that the Niners didn't adjust. It just seemed like the Niners ran out of gas. And again, I'm going to go back to because of the missed opportunities and because of the negative eight differential on special teams. That's why they lost.
Yeah.
So again, there's no answer to this. I don't think there's no like,
but let's be perfectly honest. It's minus eight on special teams because of dumbass fucking luck. Like, let's be real. Like, that ball hit Daryl Luter in the foot.
Yeah,
like,
that was
Daryl Luter's fault. That is not the special team's fault. That is just dumbass luck that the Chiefs got, because ultimately, like, again, what is Luter supposed to do? Like, he didn't do anything incorrect, right? Like, he didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
And it just, that's the thing that we talk about. Like, you have to have luck to win the Super Bowl. And the 49ers did not have the luck that the Chiefs did. And it's just hard to, it's hard to fathom that the Chiefs have this luck year in and year out, and they just do. And it's just like,
the amount of lucky things when you go back and think of the Patriots, and it's been that way for the Chiefs too. It's true. If you go through and look at their run, and again, I'm not, it's part of the game. Luck is part of the game. The Niners are here for some luck.
Yeah.
But if you go through and look at the Patriots, all the wins that they had, whether it's a kick going out of bounds against the Panthers or that ball Brady should have got picked and it bounces off Tattleman's hands.
Or the fucking Tuck rule.
The Tuck rule. I mean, there's over and over and over again, the Patriots got lucky to win Super Bowls, and the Chiefs have too. It's a part of it. I get it. Shit, the Niners in Super Bowl 23. Remember how clutch Montana was? He threw an interception right into the, I forget who the player was, but right into the belly of a Bengals defender, and he dropped it. It's part of the game, and nobody remembers or gives a shit at the end of the day. They just remember if you won the game or not. So it is part of it. But yeah, again, so whether you want to say it was their special teams or luck on the special teams, it was still negative fucking, you know what I mean? That's right. A change of the game. So,
right.
But yeah, it just fucking sucks, man. Like, that's the only way to put it. It sucks. I can only imagine what fans are feeling right now. Again, like, I'm 45 years old, so I can hang my hat on. I was a kid in 88, 89, but I remember it. I was in high school in 89, 94. I absolutely remember that. So you kind of have those things to hang on. But like, again, I can't stress it enough. The last 13 years, dude, it fucking sucks. It's either been heartbreak or the team sucks.
Yeah.
And like, it's been rough, man. And tonight was just one of the, you know what I did? So this is how stupid I am. So in 2000, I was just thinking like, where do I watch the games? So in 2019, if you watch our clips, I'm in my basement. I sit at my bar. I have a TV kind of forward here and a TV to my left. So in 2019, I watched the game here and they lost on the big TV. And I was like, where did I watch the game? I was just thinking 2013, last time I was downstairs watching the game, because I watch it, you know, upstairs or whatever. And I watched it on my little TV. That was a game when against Seattle and they lost. So I said, okay, I'm going to have it on both TVs today. So I got like my little TV up here that's ahead of this TV over here. And I got it on both TVs and I'm going to keep it here. I'm not fucking turning anything off until like luck. And I had it on the whole time until that motherfucker threw the touchdown at the end. And then I was like, it didn't matter. So next time, Brian, I don't know where I'm going to watch the game. Maybe I'll come to your house and watch the game. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know, you know, in 2019 or 2020, you know, when the Super Bowl was, you know, we were at my buddy Tim's house. And so this year they came here. And again, you know, I've talked about it before, but if my team is in it, I don't want to be at a party. I don't want to be around a bunch of people. I just want, you know, if either I'm going to be by myself or I'm going to have my buddy Tim, who is, you know, I started this podcasting thing with him. You know, we had our own podcast going for a while before I got the opportunity to join you guys. And so that's who I watched the game with. And again, we watched it here at our house instead of at their house. And so both times now they've lost. And so, like you said, I don't know if they make it again. I don't know what my what my choice will be. But I don't know. Like I said, I feel for younger fans who have never seen a Super Bowl. You know, you mentioned you're 45, I'm 41. The Super Bowl I remember most is 94. When the 49ers absolutely put it on the San Diego Chargers. And you know, we are fans of a franchise that has won five, and there's only two teams that have won more than that, and that's the Steelers and the Patriots. And you know, this was our opportunity to join them with six, and we didn't get it done. But I mean, that's three now. You know, we were 5-0, and now we're 5-3, and that is hard to take. And like we said, you know, it's hard to get back here, and it's hard to be that competitive for that long. And I don't necessarily think that they won't be competitive next year. Again, I think they are going to run it back. And you know, they get a first round pick this year, which is nice. We haven't had that in a few years, and
yep.
You know, they'll be able to add depth, and they were the best team in the NFC, and it's hard to think that they won't be one of the better teams in the NFC again. And you know, we can run it back, and you know, I've often wondered, like, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a team like the Rams, who wins a Super Bowl once, right, and then has to tear it down because they went all in and they ruined their cap and all of that? Or would you rather have a team that competes each and every year and you experience some heartbreak, but at least each year you go into it knowing, hey, my team is going to be competitive? And I think I would prefer the latter. You know, I want to be able to go into each and every year going, listen, like, I know my team is talented enough that they have a shot to win the Super Bowl. And maybe that is naive, because it just certainly feels like until Patrick Mahomes is done, like, no team has an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. I don't know. Maybe at some point the Chiefs' luck is going to run out, because that's the other thing about the Chiefs is each and every year they've had significant injury luck. You know, Patrick Mahomes hasn't suffered a season-ending injury, and Travis Kelce hasn't suffered a season-ending injury, and you know, I don't know.
That's the thing with the Niners. The Niners were pretty healthy this year.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, and that is something that we haven't necessarily experienced. And also to, you know, to have Debo go down, and to, like, you know who I'm gutted for? I'm gutted for fucking great Dre Greenlaw, who gets excited about a play and tears his goddamn Achilles. Like,
And it made a difference. We probably haven't discussed it enough. It made a huge difference with him.
That is brutal. That is just brutal. And you just are gutted for a guy like that. And you know, and not only that, but he tears his Achilles. And again, we don't know that he tore his Achilles, but it certainly seems like
looks that way.
That's the case. But he does it in the Super Bowl, which means that the likelihood that he doesn't make it back until mid-year next year is pretty high. And then, you know, Debo has his hamstring, whatever happened there. And
I don't know, man.
I'm just sad. I don't know how else to put it. I'm just sad. And I'm sad for young fans. I'm sad for veteran players on the team. I'm sad for Kyle Shanahan, who is going to continue to wear this label of can't win the big game.
Yeah, he is.
And
fair enough, he is.
I'm terrified that he is Andy Reid, which means that he is going to win the Super Bowl, but not until he gets with his second team, which sucks for me as a 49ers fan, but it's just hard to deal with. And I want to be able to blame somebody or something. And I personally feel like I can't. And that's hard too, because it's a lot easier to blame something or someone than it is to just accept the fact that your team lost and there wasn't a whole lot that could have changed the outcome of the game. And I genuinely feel like there isn't. Obviously, you know, the looter special teams situation. But again, that's just 99 times out of 100, that's not going to happen. And it's just the fact that the one time out of 100 that it happened in the Super Bowl, and it literally flipped the script. Because if that doesn't happen, I think the 49ers win this game.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
in
because the Chiefs don't score a touchdown there and they don't get the momentum back and all of that. And honestly, like I said, it's just dumb fucking luck that happened. And 99 times out of 100, it doesn't. And so, like I said, it's just hard to just accept that, you know, your team lost, and it was a really good Super Bowl, and it was a really hard fought Super Bowl. And
it was an awesome Super Bowl if you're not
a
49ers fan. That was a fucking great game. Even if it was 3-0, it was intense and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say this too, Brian? If you're a fan of the 49ers and Chiefs, and at halftime you're tweeting, "Yo, Usher's killing it," I don't know what to fucking tell you. Because let me tell you what I was doing at halftime. Probably paced 10,000 steps today. I'm looking at this fucking guy dance. I'm not into Usher. I love music. I don't listen to Usher. Mm-hmm. I'm watching him fucking dancing and do whatever he's doing. And all I'm doing is dude, fucking hurry up. Like, stop dancing. End this shit. It was the longest, however long, 15 minutes of my life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to watch fucking anybody dance around. I want the second half to start. I cannot imagine how anybody who's a Niners or a Chiefs fan is watching that going, like, "Oh, I'm really enjoying this." All you got to be thinking about is start this fucking second half now.
Yeah.
So that's all I got to say about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was driving me kind of crazy. I had to do other things.
I went social media dark for the game because, again, I just felt like I was too emotional in the NFC Championship game, and I didn't want to repeat my own performance on social media. And so I went social media dark, but I agree with you. Like, it just felt like, man, my team has the momentum, and to go into a halftime that is longer than normal just feels like a disadvantage for my own squad. And the fact that I knew that the Chiefs were going to get the ball at half and we were only up by one score, like, I was just like, man, I just want this to end. It was well done. I'm a big Usher fan, and I thought he did a great job, but I would have preferred just a standard 15 minute halftime. But it is, like I said, there were plenty of opportunities for 49er fans to cheer, as you can tell by my voice, which is pretty gone right now. A lot of yelling, a lot of excited moments, but in the end, it was just another heartbreak, and that is just so hard to take. And I don't know. All I know is that when we are done recording this, there is my wife and I are both teachers. Our girls have the day off tomorrow. We both have the day off tomorrow. We're going to watch Twister. They've never seen it before. I'm excited to kind of let that be a palate cleanser for me a little bit. And it's just time to move on. But it is,
I'm still drinking. I don't know if I'm going to stop. So this is about midnight where I am. I don't see myself going to sleep anytime soon. I'm fucking wired. I'm upset. Yeah. Maybe I will take to social media and start talking to some people right now. I don't know. I don't fucking know. But well, Brian, we have a long off season, 2 shows a week.
Can I tell you one thing I am looking forward to this off season though? No quarterback talk. I'm so excited about that.
Again, if you're looking for a shining light, I thought other than like stretches where the whole offense played like shit, it wasn't a quarterback thing. He played really well. He looked really poised. The moment wasn't too big for him. He got points at the end when he needed to. That's, you know, you got your QB. Yeah. You got your QB. He's going to be around for a while. I thought he played big today.
Yes. And if there is one silver lining to any of this season, it is that Brock Purdy is the franchise quarterback for the foreseeable future. And I am just excited to have an off season where we don't have to talk about the quarterback. And if you feel like at any point, if you feel like Brock Purdy is the reason why the 49ers didn't win this Super Bowl, I just invite you to take a step back, walk outside, touch some grass, because Brock Purdy was not at all at any point the reason why the 49ers didn't win the Super Bowl. And you are witnessing the birth of a franchise quarterback. And perhaps that is what you hang your hat on as you look towards next season, that again, it is hard to get back, but I am hard pressed to think that Brock Purdy isn't a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. And when you have a top 10 quarterback with a top 3 play caller, I think you're always in contention for the Super Bowl, and 49er fans should hang their hat on that for sure.
Yeah. All right. I don't even know what else there is to say. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
You know what? If you need to just even like, again, it's a no judgment zone. If you want to tweet anything at Brian and I and just,
yes,
go for it. You know what I mean? Like it's all good, but, the sucks. I'm sorry. You know, we're going through it with you. That's all I can tell you right now. You're not alone. So we appreciate you guys listening and going through this journey with us. It was a great season. You know,
it really was
like we had a lot of fun on the show, and you know, again, we're gonna keep doing it through the off season. We'll be back next year. We re-signed with Odyssey for another year, so you know, we'll be going again. So you know, I don't know. Go have a drink, everybody. Or go watch Twister with Brian.
Yes. I'm gonna go watch Twister with my kids.
I'll be drinking until like 2 in the morning. yeah, work may be optional for me tomorrow. We'll see, but fuck.
And that is the one word that I think describes exactly how the majority of us are feeling right now.
Yeah.
And I think we can end it on that. And that is fuck. This sucks.
All right, guys. We appreciate everybody. I hope this was a little bit of therapy for you guys, at least a little bit. For Brian, I'm Al. Fuck.
Later.
9-0-3! 1-2-3!
.400 Sports is an Odyssey company.